Was it okay with you? How was it for you, Scott?
Dry. Mm-hmm. Not as significant as last week.
Any questions before we start our short talk? Any questions?
I have questions I'd like to ask you about Sai Baba. I haven't formed the questions.
Okay, when you do, you can ask it. I'd like to ask, if anybody could answer, what is the natural state? What does it mean to be in a natural state? Just be. Yes.
Stillness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when Mihaila, you are on your natural state, what that is to you?
I guess just being aware of everything else around me, but not being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Kind of the same. Aware of everything, but without the senses.
Of oneness, I wouldn't even call it balance, but there's a element of everything is the way it is.
Okay, okayness.
Mm-hmm. Beyond that,
okay,
there's no words to put into
yes.
it, I don't think. It's just, you're just one, and everything is the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Which leads to that tranquility and that peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a numbing of your body, of the physical.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Natural state. Any comment, Scott, before we go on? Natural state is a state in which we are not putting effort, any effort, to become. Like you were saying, and everybody else had this really a right approach to it. Natural state is a state that the search, the strive, the becoming, the being this and being that and acting this and acting that and judging this stops in the recognition of the perfection of our own being. So when are we in a natural state? When we stay in the ground as if the sun was, you know, the sun rises, it has no discrimination, no opinion. It gives light and warmth, and there is no discussion about its nature. The problem with humanity is that we cannot stay in our nature, which is our home, our nest. And so we start wandering, exploring in the falsehood. Then we come home wounded. most of us with one of our wings and our beak or whatever. And so I think that's what we're going to practice, because whatever we talk about in this room, we want to own it. And I'm sure that all of us had a taste of our own nature, but for some reason it makes it harder to stay in our ground of our own nature and then work from there. And in that state of naturalness, the senses are barely working. We're in the when we are not standing in our own ground of being, like Mihaela was saying, the senses are going like two, the eyes, just imagine if it has two hands and the ears two hands, they are constantly going, grabbing, dividing, discriminating, you know, whatever it does. And so then the mind has to be just as active because these are all out. So in a natural state, these are minimal. All of these senses are working minimum, and yet, like you were saying, Ida, and yet there is a bliss. There is not a need for him to go nuts. So how do we stay in our natural state? By consciously being aware that at home we can function better than in the world. And I don't mean home in whatever your address is, and that we go home very often during the day. And so I'm sitting here and I could not be home, or I could be home, so I choose to be home. And this way, like you were saying, I don't see anything else but I. You know, I don't see 7-8 faces. I just see that that bliss, that state of being. So that's what I like to do for a few minutes. And this is very, very profitable. And as you will see, is we just sit comfortably. We don't close our eyes. We have it half open. You can take any of the candle or the table, my glasses or the wall or pictures, wherever your eyes fall on it, and just sit at home. Slowly bringing your attention to the room. did any of us feel like the mind wanted to become while you were at home? Gave you sort of ideas to become again, to start acting? Yes? Okay.
Always.
All right. And I'll give you something that would really help, hopefully. Let's go back. Every time that the thought comes to bring you out into reactive life, just realize there is no need for that. Just go stay. For that split second, don't look into the thoughts, just be still. Come back again, although it's a drag to come back, but we're just going to do it anyway. How was it for you?
The same as my meditation.
Good. Now, the reason we do it with eyes open, because meditation can be very deep and beautiful, but there has to be a conscious awareness of carrying that, as you know, into daily life. And so that's why we sometimes do things like this, to just a reminder how we can do it with eyes open, how we can do it with a, you know, with activity and things like this. How was it for you, Mihaela?
Good.
Yeah. How about you?
My mind would go, but it was
not no big deal. That's how about you, Richard?
Something interesting occurred that has not occurred before. When I had my eyes open, and toward the end, even though I had my eyes open, I could see whatever I was focusing on disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Yet my eyes were open, I could see light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
It's concentration.
Just gone, as if it was erased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the self is like this. Experience in the self is like this. It's like a white slate. How about for you, Tony?
It was very easy.
Mm-hmm. How about for you, Scott?
It's difficult here in this room, because this is still new to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So right now it's difficult for me.
Okay.
It's something I've experienced.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
This room will come to be your favorite place.
Yes. Yeah. <It's>, so why I was drawn here, I'm sure.
Do you usually meditate alone?
Hmm?
Do you usually meditate alone? Or?
When I do it, yes, alone. And I have a living environment that's rather disruptive right now, so I haven't meditated for quite some time. And my personal experience with meditation is it's hard for me to just sit and be. I seem to have more active types of meditations. I can do yoga and get into a very, very deep state while doing the movements. I can go ride a bike, and after a period of time it becomes a meditation. I've had experiences where I was swimming laps for fitness, and after 10 or 15 minutes I'm gone, I'm somewhere else, the body's just going back and forth in the pool.
Well, that's the best type of